I thought he was still in here, because he said he wasn't too far from his next stop, but I might have missed that part of it, so, oops. Well, we'll leave our feet back here, see if he, we'll jump back in, but like I say, I think he was nearby his next stop before he got to home. Yeah, I've also got a 706 Mark UT myself, and I guess Jerry, we're kind of dating ourselves a bit. it came out with, what is it, the 7,000 since to replace it. I'm kind of toying with that, but you know what, same thing, what I would really like from ICOM is I would like something like the 706 Mark IIG, but I would like it to have 220. You know, that would be kind of nice, and then it would also be nice if they had, so that way you would have dual receive, so that way, for example, you could, you know, tune around on HF, or have another receive, have the other receiver on VHF, UHF, or be able to just do VHF on one side and UHF on the other. But that's kind of a wish dream. I don't know if they'll ever get to that. When I go down to Dayton, I'll probably just make mention of that to I'll make mention of that to one of the techs down there for ICOM, and just put a little bug in her ear and just tell me, yeah, that would be something I would like, but I don't know, they'll probably just tell me, yeah, it'd just be too expensive and no one would want to buy it then or something, but tell them, well, I would.